Mónica, ¿qué clic?
Pakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprapa Nirvignam Kuru Medeva Sarva Karyeshu Sarvada.
Very nice. Where are we?
We were in 6.1, but you know, since this last week we didn't have homework, I took it upon myself to revise what we did before.
Wonderful. Okay.
And I have a question about Shakti Vibhakti.
Okay.
Actually, there are two questions. It is one about 1.9a.
Okay.
The last one where it says Subhadrayaha, and then Putraha. That you know that question, that last sentence?
Yeah, Putraha Abhimanyuhu.
Yes, I didn't understand all the shastis, and there's something I'm not computing about the shastis, and also, maybe, I don't know if this is the problem here, because I don't understand, is that I see that pronouns in a sentence with Shasti Vibhakti are also going in Shasti Vibhakti, and I don't understand why. And when I translate them, for instance, into Spanish or English, it kind of doesn't make sense for me. So I was wondering if you could explain that a little bit.
I will say a sentence now. Now, when when I want to introduce Seema Bhagini, I will say she is Seema, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here she is a pronoun.
Yes.
Now, I say she is a girl, her name is Seema.
Okay.
Here, the word her is the Shashti Vibhakti has to be interpreted in Sanskrit. When I say sa mahila, it means she is a woman.
A woman, yes.
Her name is Seema. Tasyaha nama Seema, which means tasyaha is because the name is being possessed by that woman or that girl. Isn't it? So here the name becomes a possession of a person. That's it. So that becomes Shashti Vibhakti here.
Okay, and if you say, for instance, let me try to think of an example, but Seema's dress is white.
Seema yaha vastram shvetam, shvetaha. So now, here, if you, I got your question. So you mean to say Seema, when you say Seema, then also the Shashti Vibhakti comes into picture. I don't deny that. But her or his itself is Shashti Vibhakti. I can say Sa Seema Tasyaha Vastram Shvetaha. Her dress color is white. Or Seema's dress color is white. It is just like replacing one in the place of the other.
Okay. I think I got it. But it's not quite the same as in English, right? Or is it?
No, it is not. Same? Because his or her, how do you define it in English? What do you call it in English? His or her?
Oh, good question. like you know, I'm not an English native speaker, so...
Neither I am, but we have not thought of it. Okay.
Yes, maybe it's...
Whenever the pronoun becomes the subject of a sentence, then you will be using his or her.
Yes.
Okay. But imagine if you want to take a pronoun, we have got sa or sah. For male we use sah, then for female we use sa. But it's a subject only then. How can you say subject itself as a possession? Now her name is Seema here. Talks about some kind of possession of the name associated with a person, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is more specific. This is more narrowed down. A broader scope has been broken into chunks to say, look, subject is different. Shashti Vimukti is different. It cannot be the same. Naturally, she is Seema, where she is the pronoun. But when you want to bring that pronoun as a subject, then you will say her name is Seema. She is a woman, her name is Seema. English doesn't have that kind of scope, while Sanskrit has got that scope.
Okay. Yeah, I think I get it. And that last sentence, could you explain that last sentence, what it means?
And Subhadra is the lady. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Subhadra yaha. Abhimanyu. Here, Subhadra is the mother of Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu is the son of Subhadra. So there is some kind of relationship. We call it Sambandham. Sambandha means relation. Naturally, son and mother is a relationship, isn't it?
Yes. Oh no, so, I made a mistake asking you the other another question. I think it was Saha Arjunaha, that sentence.
Saha
Arjunaha. Yes, that sentence. That sentence, there was something. Yes, I remember now. Because there were so many Shashtis. Because Krishna's Vyaha.
What's the question?
Yes, that there are so many Shashti Vibhaktis that I got lost in that one. Yes, I thought it was the last one, but it was the before that last one.
Okay. So, anything else should I say or?
Yes, if you could explain that Saha Arjunaha Krishna.
Saha Arjunaha, if he is Arjuna.
Yes,
okay.
That's
कृष्णस्य भगिनी सुभद्रायाः पतिः. सो हियर ही इज अर्जुना. सुभद्रा इज द सिस्टर ऑफ कृष्णा, हु इज आल्सो द ओके हियर. ओके, आई अंडरस्टैंड व्हाई द कंफ्यूजन कम्स, बिकॉज़ हियर देयर आर थ्री थिंग्स दैट इज टू बी अंडरस्टूड. वन इज सह अर्जुनः, फॉरगेट दैट.
ओके,
कृष्णः भगिनी सुभद्रा. कृष्णस्य भगिन्याः, भगिन्यः. ओके, सो कृष्णास् सिस्टर्. कृष्णस्य भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः पतिः. कृष्णास् सिस्टर् सुभद्रा. सुभद्रास् हस्बेण्ड् इस् अर्जुन. सो हियर् टू रिलेशन्शिप् आर् त्री रिलेशन्शिप् बीङ्ग् एस्टाब्लिश्ड्. वन् इस् कृष्णस्य भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः. अगेन् the linga vachana and the number should go hand in hand. You cannot say bhaginyaha subhadra, because Subhadra's husband is Arjuna. Subhadrayaha patihi Arjunaha. Who is Subhadra? Krishnasya bhagini. Again, okay. It has to go hand in hand. So you cannot say Krishnasya bhagini Subhadra, then the sentence will be over. But here they wanted to continue, so they have said कृष्णस्य भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः पतिः अर्जुनः, सः अर्जुनः.
And how would you say that in English?
It is hard to translate. Okay, because English is again a very the scope is really narrow. All I can say is this Arjuna is the husband of Subhadra, who is the sister of Krishna.
Okay, so
you'll have to use many words.
Yes. But it's so many Shashtis that I really my brain cannot compute.
you go in the reverse way. Patihi is there. Okay, Who's pati? Subhadra's pati. Subhadrayaha patihi. Who is Subhadra? Bhagini. Bhagini sister. Who's Bhagini? Krishnasya Bhaginyaha. Because since Krishna becomes Shashti, the sentence as they want to continue. If at all, if I say Krishnasya Bhagini Subhadra, I can simply say Bhagini. But I want to say Bhagini's husband as well. So Bhaginyaha. Bhaginyaha Subhadrayaha patihi. Saha Arjunaha.
Okay. I think I get it a little bit more. I will have to read it again and again and think about it because it's not an easy sentence. Okay, thank you so much, Sumitraji.
You're welcome. I'm just wondering why I did not get this question when I was learning.
Maybe because your mother's tongue is more friendly with Sanskrit and your brain kind of...
No, actually it's not that friendly. Maybe 50% or 60%. Okay. But I don't know, maybe I did not pay this kind of observation to it. But it's a very good observation. Good that you asked the question.
Excuse me. Patihi, what does it mean? I forgot it.
What is Patihi?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Where, from where are you reading that?
That's the sentence that you were...
Okay. Can you see and read it properly?
Yeah. That sentence that Saha Arjunaha Krishnasya Bhaginyaha...
Oh, that's fine. But where is Patihi? I don't see Patihi.
Pati at the end of the sentence.
What is the question?
Pati. Patihi, what does it mean? Pati.
Husband.
Sorry?
Husband.
Ah, husband, yes. Yes, it is because of the extra studying. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So we'll move on to 7.1 now.
7.1?
Yeah. Or you've got any other questions to ask?
No, I'm missing out.
No, not me.
Okay, all right. Okay. Now, 7.1.
One question about the 6.1. One word. Harihi Om. I didn't find the meaning. Harihi Om.
Harihi Om is hello. Equivalent to hello.
Hello. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So 7.1 is all about Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay. So Prathama is subject, Karta. Dvitiya is Karma. Karma is object. Not Karma, it's Karma. Short. Seema Bhagini, can you please mute? I'm hearing a lot of noise from your side. Karma is object. Now, Devalayaha as such is a subject. Okay. Now, if I want to make it a karma, which is object, I will call it Devalayam. Devalayam. So, you should see the first sentence. Mama Mitram. Vidyalayam Gachati. Vidyalayam is school, Gachati is goes. Now here, Mama is again Shashti Vibhakti. Because my friend, I am taking the kind of possession with my friend. Somebody as my friend. So my friend goes to the school. So where does he go? To the school. So whenever you get the question where, and you get an answer, that will be Dvitiya Vibhakti. Manika Bhagini, can you do the second one? Read the picture and then you can complete the sentence with your own idea.
Granthalayaha.
What is Granthalayaha?
Library.
Wonderful. So Granthalayaha is a library. As such, Granthalayaha is Prathama. Right?
Okay. So, Granthalayam.
Wonderful. So, can you make it as a sentence and say? say I go to the library.
Aham gachami granthalayam.
Aham granthalayam gachami is also fine. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Monica Bhagini, sorry, Seema Bhagini, third one.
Devalayaha.
What is Devalayaha?
Means temple.
In which Vibhakti Devalayaha is in?
Shashti Vibhakti, I don't know.
Monica Bhagini, can you please help her?
It is in first Vibhakti because it's a subject.
And what is Vibhakti? Vibhakti is known as in Sanskrit?
What?
What? How do you say it in Sanskrit? You said first Vibhakti, but there is a name for the first.
Prathama Vibhakti.
What will be the Dvitiya Vibhakti of Devalayaha?
We can, for example, in sentence, you mean?
No, my question is simple. Devalayaha is Prathama Vibhakti. What will be the Dvitiya Vibhakti?
Don't know.
Devalayaha.
You have done two examples already, Seema Bhagini. What were you doing? You didn't listen to it.
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
See, Vidyalayaha is in Prathama Vibhakti. Right?
Yes, yes.
Yes or no? What will be the Dvitiya Vibhakti for Vidyalayaha? That I already said. We already seen an example.
Devalayaham. Yes.
Can you say it properly?
Yeah. Devalayaham. Deva.
Why?
Devalayam.
So what will be? Right. Devalayam is what? In which Vibhakti it is in?
I don't know the name, but I know it's an object that we go to that place.
I don't understand what you're saying. My question is, which Vibhakti Devalayam is in? Please don't say I don't know. That is the simplest answer that you always give me. Think, I have said it a lot of times.
Yeah, I don't know the name. Sorry, very sorry.
Monica Bhagini.
Thank you. It's in Vidya Vibhakti. Yes, I have a question though.
Yeah.
Is it a different thing to say I go to the library instead of I go into the library? Because if I say into the library, then I would have to use saptami or not?
Can you please come again?
Let's see the one that I did. Aham granthalayam gachami. That's I go to the library. But if I wanted to say I go into the library, like inside the library, would I say...
Is that a proper grammatical sentence? I really doubt that.
Like I go in...
You can either say I am going to the library, or I go to the library, or I am in the library.
Okay, but... In English, if you say I go into the library, means you're entering.
It means you're going to the library only, right?
And in English, it would mean I would be entering the library.
Then entering is different. See, there are many ways to convey a sentence.
Okay, and if I would say I am entering in the library, then I...
You are trying to complicate it. Right now, we will just focus on Dvitiya only. I am not even touching the continuous tense right now.
Okay.
Because that will become more complicated, if at all you want to understand.
Okay. Yes, it's that I was trying to understand more the difference between the Dvitiya Vibhakti and the Saptami Vibhakti of in the place, because Saptami has to do with the place, right?
I go Saptami is locative in, on, at, among, all these comes under Saptami.
Yes, that's why I was asking these questions, because since Saptami has to do with a place, and now we are going to a place, I was trying to...
Ah, oh, okay, that is actually different. We are not talking about the place, just the place. How do you interpret the place? When I say, I am going to the temple, what will be your question when I start? Where? What will you ask? Where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So when I get into the temple, I will say, Aham Devalaye Asmi, which means I am into the temple, inside the temple.
Okay.
Into can be interpreted in different ways again. Okay, when you are very much interested in reading something, you will say, I am into the story.
Uh-huh.
Right? That itself right. can be interpreted in many different ways.
Yes.
That will again yes. Bring you a lot of confusion.
Okay, but I think
we
I
will
see what
see
you
it. Mean. Yeah, yeah. We'll definitely try to understand it and try to make such sentences. But for now, let us be very clear in the Karaka and Vibhakti of what we are doing. Because this is the crux of it. Once you understand these stuff, you can make your own sentences later on. You'll not be even asking me, how should I be able to say it?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Seema Bhagini, would you like to say a sentence for Devalayam?
Yes. Aham Akachami Devalayam.
What is the meaning of Agachami?
Means I'm returned from the temple. Yes?
You have to understand, we are not talking about returning from a place. From is different.
Yes.
Just say, I am seeing a temple. How will you say that?
I am seeing... what are all the terms? Forgot.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, but I forgot even seeing. Very, very awful.
Okay, say I am going to the temple. Seema Bhagini, please try to say it.
Aham Devalayam Gachami.
I go to the temple. Aham Devalayam Gachami. All right. Monica Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Yes. Karyalayaha.
Karyalayaha.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yes, I got disconnected.
No.
Karyalayaha, it would be Karyalayam, and Tuam, I forgot how do you say work?
No, you can make simple sentences. Say, you go to the office.
Ah, yes. One, कार्यालयं गच्छति
इस् हि गोस् ऐ एम् सेयिङ्ग् यु गो इट्स् एन् आर्डर् और् रिक्वेस्ट्
गच्छति
वि हव् सीन् इट् इन् 4.3 अगेन् हि गोस् टु द आफीस्
गच्छतु
डिफरेण्ट् गच्छतु
सौ त्वं कार्यालयं गच्छतु
सीमा भगिनी दृष्ट
आपणः मीन्स् ग्रोसरी
जस्ट् अ शाप्
शाप् ओन्लि going and coming aham apanam
you can say he goes to the shop
bhavan
bhavan is you I am saying he goes to the shop
balakah
bhagini listen to me I am saying he What is he?
Sa, for example.
What?
Sa.
Sa is she, not he. Please go back to 1.2.
Oh, yes, yes.
And 3.
Saha. Saha. Gachatu. Apanam.
Seema Bhagini. Gachatu is you do it.
Gachasi. Gachasi. Apanam.
Yeah. Gachyati is for Tvam. It's not for He.
Saha. Gachyati.
Gachyati is wrong.
I don't know.
You don't even want to try it, is it?
I don't know, sorry.
Answer my question. You don't even want to try it, is it?
Yes. Oh, no. I want to try. Please.
It is all given in the previous lessons, not even 10 or 20 pages. Why don't you just turn and see? Even that is so troublesome.
No. What should I say, Sai?
Gachyati.
Yeah. Gachyati. Saha apanam gachyati.
Only when it comes to tvam you have to say gachyati. Saha or sa gachyati. Tvam gachyati. Aham gachyami. Understood?
Yeah, yeah. I
hope you remember.
I said tvam kalyalayam gachasi and you said
but I wanted to make it load which is order or a request
okay but if it's just a statement then it's
if it is just a statement you go to office there is a difference right
Okay.
So that is why I was very specific about it.
Okay.
Alright. So now we are turn, right? Your turn.
Yes, my turn. Well, sthanakam.
Wonderful. Rail sthanakam is railway station.
Okay, let me write that. Railway station. But it already ends in
Okay, fine. I'll tell you. Here, it is not in Pullinga. It is in Napumsakalinga. Okay. I will say one example. Vanam. Vanam is a Napumsakalinga padam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vanam. Vanani, Vanam, Vanani. So for Prathama and Dvitiya, both it will be Vanam only. So here as well, त्रयस्थानकं त्रयस्थानकम् उम्
ah so it's the same so
it's the same
aham rayasthanakam gachami
wonderful aham rayasthanakam gachami nice very nice seema bhagini next one
चित्रमन्दिरं सिनेमा चित्रमन्दिरं
चित्रमन्दिरं इस् अ थियेटर् यु नो थियेटर् रैट्
चित्रमन्दिरं सो अहं चित्रमन्दिरं गच्छामि
ऐ गो टु थियेटर् मनिका भगिनी नेक्स्ट् वन् मनिका भगिनी ऐ देर्
सारी ऐ वास् टाकिङ्ग् वित् मैक्रोफोन्
ओके No problem.
So I said Udyanam, that is a park.
Udyanam is a garden. Garden or a park, whatever you call it.
Ah, it's the same, okay. So as a statement, not an order, it would be Tvam Udyanam Gachasi. Gachasi, yes.
Ah,
right?
The same. Gachasi is also fine. सीमा भगिनी नेक्स्ट् वन्
प्रदर्शिनी
शि नाट् सि
प्रदर्शिनी
प्रदर्शिनी इस् लैक् एन् एक्सिबिशन् ओके ऐ विल् से वन् एक्साम्पल् लिसन् टु मी देर् इस् अ शब्द काल् नदी नदी मीन्स् रिवर् ओके The Dvitiya yeah. Vibhakti of Nadi is Nadim. Nadim.
Uh-huh.
So what is the Pradarshini now?
Aham Pradarshinim Gachami.
Wonderful. I go to an exhibition. Pradarshinim Gachami. Alright. So any questions in Dvitiya Vibhakti? So, next exercise is also Dvitiya Vibhakti, but I want you guys to sit. And do it as a homework.
Okay, that is 7.2 homework?
Yes. So, the last one, they read, Eshaha Pataha, Sarve Pataha. So, both should be translated to Dvitiya Vibhakti in that case. Rest of the cases you have to translate to
You say the last one? I'm not...
Yes.
Eshaha...
There are two... Yes. Two things in the brackets, right?
Uh-huh.
I will send you Dhatu Rupa Manjari. Use it, find it out and write it.
Okay. So...
Oh, sorry. Shabda Manjari. So, okay. I think I already sent Shabda Manjari.
Yes, you already sent it. Yes, thank you. So,
From that, you'll be able to find it out.
Okay, so we have to, in this homework, we have to change the words from the brackets to Dvitiya Vibhakti, right?
Yes. Okay.
And that last one that you say, we have to change both words.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And try to translate it in English as well, so that I can understand if you have understood it or not.
Okay.
Could you do one of them, for example?
No. You have to do it. We have done 9 examples so far, and it's very similar. There is no point in doing it in, doing it again. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So 8.1. There is a table, right? Table kind of at the end of the.
Yes.
So you want to explain it? Write it down.
Okay.
Okay. Manika, begini, just read the first word. What is given there?
In the table or in the page?
In the table.
Purataha.
Wonderful. Purataha is in front of.
What?
In front of.
In front of?
Purataha says in front of.
I'm not sure if I'm listening well. In front of, you mean in front of something like that?
Yes, in front of something, yes.
Ah, okay, in front of, okay. Sometimes it's difficult to hear correctly. Okay, in front of.
No problem.
The thing is that I am used to another accent of English, so sometimes it's difficult for me to understand.
Ha ha ha, I understand, no problem.
Yes,
that's not a problem.
Thank you. Okay, so do I read the next one or Seema Bhagini?
One second. Seema Bhagini, read the next one.
Vamataha.
Vamataha is left side.
Left side.
Left, L-E-F-T, left.
Yes.
Left side is Vamataha. I will say an example. You know Jalakupi? Jalakupi is water bottle.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Mama Jalakupi Purataha Asti, which means the water bottle is in front of me. My water bottle is in front of me. When I say Mama Pustakam Vamataha Asti or Mama Vamataha Pustakam Asti, to my left side the book is there. Clear?
It's clear, but you only say it's your book, so you assume it's in your left side, right?
Not necessarily. See, the idea is to my left. That is the stress here. When I say my book is on the left side, the question you will be asking is who's left?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say mama vamataha pustakam asti, doesn't matter whether it is my book or somebody's book, to my left there is a book. That is the only thing that I want to convey. The confusion will come only when I say my book is in the left side. Then naturally you ask who's left, whether you are left or hers left or to my left or to somebody's left.
Yes, that was my question. Yes, thank you.
So mama vamataha. So again, mama here is shashti vibhakti because it is a possession. To my left.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So if I say Mama Vamataha Sumitra Ji, then you are to my left.
Huh.
Right?
Mama Vamataha Sumitra Asti.
Asti, okay. I needed to say Asti, okay.
Seema Bhagini, is that clear to you?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Go ahead and read the next one.
Upari.
Upari is upside.
Upside, like upside down?
No, or upside down is leg upside and head downside. That is upside down. That is wrong. Up is just up. Just see up. What is there?
Just up. Above.
Akashaha upari asti.
Upan up is like each other.
Wait. Yeah. Akashaha mama upari asti. Akasha is the sky. The sky is to my above. Upari is above. Above.
Okay. Could you please say it again? Akashaha
mama upari asti.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. आकाशः मम उपरि अस्ति, सूर्यः मम उपरि अस्ति.
ब्रिलियण्ट्. सूर्यः मम उपरि अस्ति. In what next? Seema Bhagini?
Yes. Prishtataha.
Prishtataha. Prishtataha means behind me. Mama Prishtataha ekam pustakam asti. To behind me there is one book. Or Mama Prishtataha pustakam asti. Behind me there is a book.
Okay.
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 What is next, Monica Bagini?
Okay. Wait a second. It was behind me. There's a book. I was typing. Dakshinataha.
दक्षिणतः पुस्तकम् अस्ति. देर् इस् अ बुक् टु मै टुवर्ड्स् मै रैट् सैड्.
अण्ड् दक्षि वुड् मीन् रैट् नो
सोरि
If Dakshinataha means right side, Dakshi means right only? Or
no, that's different.
Okay, just wondering. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dakshinataha is right.
Okay.
All right. So, what next? Seema Bhagini, can you please read the next one or the last one?
Okay. Adhaha.
Adhaha is below.
Below.
What can I say? Pipilika. Pipilika is ant. Okay. Pipilika mama adhaha. An ant is there down.
Pipilika. Can you repeat
Bini.
That, please?
पिपीलिका
अधः अस्ति. और अधः भूमिः अस्ति. द अर्थ इज बीनीथ मी और डाउन. डाउन टू मी इज बीनीथ मी राइट. बीनीथ अधः भूमिः अस्ति.
भूमि अधः भूमिः
अस्ति.
भूमिः
asti.
Yes, no, I am just wondering about the word earth. Bhumihi?
Bhumihi is earth.
Bhumi. That's why when you do a Bhumi Puja for a house, it's like a Puja for the earth, right?
Yes, you're correct. You're absolutely correct.
And that is B-H with aspirated, right? Bhumi?
सुमित्रास्याः दक्षिणातः पुस्तकमस्ति. सुमित्रायाः दक्षिणातः पुस्तकम् अस्ति.
या कैण्ड् आफ़् ओके ओन्लि यु केन् सी इट्. सो देयर् सप्तमी हेस् टु कम् टु द राइट् आफ़् सुमित्रा राइट्. सी मै राइट् यु यूस् मम दक्षिणतः which means mama is shashti there. So similarly sumitrayah dakshina bhage, there you have to say saptami, but don't complicate it right now. You need not go that
okay
much.
Okay, I don't follow.
Okay
now. Okay.
So now, so far what we have seen, first is Purataha. Purataha is in front. The opposite of front will be back or behind. So what was for behind?
Prishtataha.
Purataha Prishtataha. Purataha Prishtataha. Is front and back. Vamataha Dakshinataha is left and right. Upari Adaha is up and down. Then?
Okay.
Hello. Now get back to the sentences given. See the picture. Okay. See that and try to relate it. Manika Bhagini, can you read the first sentence?
Saha Keshavaha.
So he is Keshava.
That is Keshavaha is a name. Yes?
Yes. Yes. It's another name of Krishna.
That's why there's a bhajan with Keshava, but not in the not in the first in Pratama.
Sorry?
Name. It's the bhajan that I heard of Keshava, it's not Keshavaha, it's Keshava only because they are calling Krishna, right?
Ah, yeah, that is Sambodhana. They are calling Keshava. Yes. Seema Bhagini, second sentence.
Keshavasya Purataha Shakataha.
Wonderful. So, what is Purataha?
Purataha means in front of.
Wonderful. Whose front?
Keshava.
So how has it been given?
Sakataha means discard.
No. My question. That much is enough. Yes. You said Purataha is in front. I asked whose front?
Keshava's front.
Fine. Keshava's front. How is it being given in Sanskritam in the book?
You mean the Saptami? Saptami? I don't know. Asya means why it's Asya at the end?
I have explained it just a while back that Mama Purataha means my friend, which is Shashti Vibhakti. If you have to say, you only ask the question. Sumitra's left will be Shashti.
Yeah.
So you have to use Shashti Vibhakti. Then what is the big deal in understanding this? I don't know.
Yes, I know what you mean.
See, you have done a whole lot of exercise in Tasyaha, Subhadrayaha, Arjunasya, Krishnasya and all that. And you're again asking the same question. Just now we revised everything in the beginning of the class.
Yeah.
Now you can answer, I guess. Who's front?
I don't know. I know it's in front. Keshava's front.
Okay. Yeah. Manika Bhagini, do you understand?
I understand that it is in front of Keshava, but I don't understand is what is Shakataha.
Let please leave Shakataha. You said Keshava and that is Shakti Vibhakti. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that. Yes.
Ha, what is what will you say for Shashti Vibhakti of Keshava?
Keshavasya.
Wonderful. So what is in front of Keshava? Shakataha. Shakataha is wheel.
Is what?
Wheel.
Wheel.
Yeah.
Ah, the wheel of the cart where the apples are, the round
yes.
wheel, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we can do the next one, third one.
Yes. Tasya prushtataha vasati mandidam asti.
Wonderful. So what is prushtataha?
Is behind.
Vasati mandiram is like a resting place. You can consider it like a hotel or a restaurant.
Okay. Okay. Let me write hostel. So behind him there
Wonderful.
Is a hotel.
Wonderful. Yeah. Seema Bhagini, next one.
Tasya dakshinataha devalayam devalayaha asti. That's at the right of him is a temple.
To the right. To his right there is a temple.
To his right, yes.
Manika Bhagini, next one.
Okay. Tasya vamataha vrikshaha asti.
Wonderful.
So to his left side there is I can infer that it's a palm tree.
Yeah, tree. Vrikshaha tree. It's a coconut tree. Narikera vrikshaha.
Okay, so it's not a kind of tree, it's any tree.
Yeah, vrikshaha is just any tree. Any tree. Alright.
Okay.
Seema Bhagini, next one.
Devalayasaya upari kalashaha asya.
Kalashaha is a pot.
Kalasha is a mountain. No.
I'm saying, you know, it's a kind of a pot. That will be in a temple structure. Do you see three things on the over the temple? Three sharp kind of things.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That is Kalasha.
It means, yeah. It means, yes, you told it. On the temple, there are three objects.
It's not on the temple.
Up.
At the top of the temple.
At the top, at the
like
top of temple, there are some pointed structures.
Say that is a kalasha.
Kalasha.
To make you understand, you can call it a dome. You know a dome?
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Dome. I thought they were like sculptures, but it's not a sculpture.
No, it is not. It has got a name.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. So above temple there are three. No, they don't say three. There are domes only.
There is a dome. That's it. Kalashaha. All right. Now the last sentence.
There's a dome.
Sorry, it has the same root with Kailash or not? Because Kailash is a mother. Kailash. Mountain.
Okay.
pointed.
Okay.
Maybe they have
some... No.
Okay. No. I just wanted to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Shakatasya
adhyaha.
Adhaha.
Adhaha, yeah, right. Adhaha shunakaha asti.
Wonderful. Shakata is wheel. Okay, adhaha is down. Shakatasya adhaha means?
Down. So below shunakaha there is a wheel. And
no, shunakaha. Below the wheel there is a shunakaha.
Ah.
It's not below the shunakaha.
And what was shunakaha?
Dog.
Ah, dog.
Mm.
Okay.
Below is that the clear? Wheel.
Yes, so it's weird because the dog is not below the wheel in the picture.
It's just to explain, it is under the wheel only, however.
Okay.
It's sitting almost under the wheel.
Okay, yes.
So just to make you understand, so quickly go to 8.2. Again, it is going to be a homework to you. You have to say if it is right or wrong. If the sentence is given or right or wrong according to the picture.
Right or wrong. Only we write a ticket or a cross, right?
Yes, you're correct. And 8.2R will be, you have to see the picture and write 6 sentences with upari, adhaha, purataha, prishtataha, vamataha, dakshinataha.
Okay, see picture and right.
We'll also finish up 8.2E because that's so simple. Inside and outside, that's it. Okay.
Okay.
Kutra so, is where?
Kutra, yes.
Balakaha kutra asti, balakaha bahihi asti. Bahihi is outside. The boy is standing outside the house, right? So they say bahihi asti. Balika kutra asti, balika's girl, she is inside the house. So antaha asti. Kutra is where? Bahihi is outside, antaha is inside.
Okay.
Now, Seema Bhagini, can you read the next sentence and ask a question and give the answer to it?
You mean 9.5?
What? What?
Yeah, 9.1, you mean?
8.5.
No. 8.2. There is lots of words.
Marjalaha. Can you do it? Yeah, that one only.
You mean Marjalaha?
Yes.
You mean that?
Yes.
Marjalaha Kutra Asti.
Marjalaha is what? Cat. You see the picture, there is a cat inside, right?
Yes. Marjalaha antaha asti.
Uttamam. Antaha is inside. Cat is a little weird. The long tail and everything. But you have to agree that it is a cat, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
We don't have an option that we are left with. So it's inside. Fine. Manika Bagni, next one.
Okay, shunakaha kutra asti, shunakaha antaha asti.
No, dog is outside, not inside.
Dog is, yes, bahihi.
And the dog also looks like a fox to my eyes, I don't know.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, we'll finish it here.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Dhanyavaad.
Swagatam. I'll just stop the recording. Can you do the Shanti Mantram, Seema Bhagini?
Yes. wait a minute. Om Sarvesham, yeah? I will find it.
Yes.
Okay. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Dhanyavadah. Namaste.
Swagatam.